Welcome to the Book Nook on WYSO. I'm Vic McCunis, and I'd like to welcome back to the program today Catherine Faw Morris. Her novel, Young God, has just come out in paperback. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Catherine, if I really like a book, when it comes out in hardcover, I get a second chance to talk to the author when it comes out in paperback. And this is one of those moments because your novel was one of my favorites last year. And when I saw it was coming out in paperback, I said to myself, you know, I need to talk to her again, see what she's been up to since we last spoke. What have you been up to?
Well, I've mainly just been working on a new novel supporting Young God as well, but mostly working on a new book.
I remember you were talking about that book during our previous conversation, and I'm sure things are moving along. We'll save that for later. Let's talk about Young God. This is your first novel, and it's set in a part of North Carolina that you know very well, don't you?
It is. It's set where I grew up, a very small town in North Carolina in the Appalachian Mountains. Maybe like 2,000 people. My whole family is from there and has lived there since the 1700s. And I grew up there till I was 18, which is when I left for New York. But the entire book is set there. And it's, you know, a typical Appalachian town, isolated, but very beautiful.
It's also a typical Appalachian town in that they're having social problems, I gather, based on your story. I'm guessing that this is one of these little towns where there's a lot of drug abuse.
There is. Particularly in the last 10 or 15 years, it's really been decimated by prescription pill abuse. And that's definitely something that I explore in the novel, the changeover to the abuse of pills, which is really a much harder thing to eradicate than what was before, which was mainly cocaine. So now you have a whole generation of kids who are addicted to these pain pills, and that brings in heroin eventually, which is kind of the trajectory of Young God.
Catherine Faw Morris joins us. This little town, you say you left when you were 18. Was it because you couldn't wait to get out of there?
Yeah, it was. I really wanted to be in New York City. That was kind of my dream for a long time. So I did everything I could to get up here. It was very claustrophobic growing up someplace where everybody knows your history from hundreds of years back, and it was also isolating for me because I was really into books and movies, film, things that you just couldn't get back then because it was before really everybody had the internet. So I really wanted to be in the epicenter of things, which is why I came to New York.
In Young God, your central character is a young woman named Nikki. Tell us about her.
Well, Nikki is 13 years old throughout Young God, and she's had a really difficult life. She was taken away from her mother at a young age and put in foster care, which is where she basically grew up. And at the beginning of Young God, she's run away from her group home and sought out her mother again. Her father has been in prison most of her life, though he's recently been released when the book starts. And she's just one of those kids who grew up with parents who were both drug addicts and kind of just a very unstable, poor existence. And at the same time, she's very intelligent and ambitious, and she has to find a way within her world to express herself. And unfortunately, or fortunately for her, I guess, it comes out in a way that is basically criminal.
And this is very much a story about her relationship with her father isn't it?
Yes, it definitely is.
He's quite a character.
Yeah. So her dad is the former biggest coke dealer in the county. And then he went to prison for that and has gotten out before people thought he was supposed to. So there's rumors about that. But now he's kind of lost his empire, especially since the landscape has changed where everybody is more interested in doing these prescription pills. And he, at the beginning of the book, he's kind of trying to find his footing again in the criminal world of the county. And that's something she definitely eggs him on to do. And they have a relationship where she really pushes him to be what she thinks he should be as a father, which is what she remembers him as.
She really idolizes him, and I think she's a little surprised to see that he's sort of declined as far as her level of idolatry goes. She looks at him as like, well, why are you doing this now? What's up?
Yeah, I mean, I think it happens to all of us when suddenly our parents aren't who we thought they were, aren't the heroes we thought they were. She has a skewed outlook on what she thinks makes him heroic, but she's definitely disappointed by him when she reunites with him because he's not who she thought that he was. And I think in his mind he also is driven by the fact that he's trying to prove things to her and trying to be that idol to her again. And a lot of the story is driven by that conflict.
Catherine Faugh Morris joins us. Her novel, Young God, has just come out in paperback. I think it would be easy for a reader to think, starting to read this book, that Nikki is a kind of a victim, that she's just having a really difficult time and people are taking advantage of her. But that's not really true, is it? She's one tough woman.
She is tough, and that was something that I was really interested in tackling writing this book, because so many stories written about Appalachian, especially about Appalachian women, are just disenfranchised. The women are just victims in all ways, especially by the end of the story. And I wanted her instead to be a really powerful figure by the end of the story. She definitely, you think that she's a vulnerable child at the beginning especially, but by the end you see that she is very strong and much more so than most of the men in her world. And that was something that was important to me to in writing the story about this area to get across.
When I got my copy of the new paperback, I went back and reread it, and I was only a couple of pages in when I flashed upon my original reading when it came out in hardcover last year. And I remember it was the middle of the night and there was a thunderstorm rolling through and my dog was scared. So I was sitting up with the dog and I grabbed your book and I thought, I'm going to see what this book's all about, because I'd never heard of you or the book and I could not put it down. And you have, I read the whole thing right there during the storm. I could not go to bed. You have this style in Young God that is just so pithy. Tell us about your process for writing this.
Yeah, it's a style that I arrived at slowly. It took me 5 years to write this book, and it at one point was almost 10 times as long as the finished product. And I really would start to cut down, and it would start to just feel more immediate and visceral, and so I would cut down more and more and more until I finally got to this really raw feeling that I think is at the center of Nikki, who is the driving force of the book. And I wanted the form of the book to reflect the character, and I think that's what you see, where it's very, you know, a lot of white space, very, you know, present tense, immediate, visceral, raw. That's who Nikki is, and that's what I really wanted to get across in the writing itself. So that's kind of, it was a process to get there, but I did finally, and I'm really happy with the outcome.
You have some chapters that are just a sentence long. Here's one, just a typical chapter that kind of, I think, catches the feel for the way you write this story. She dreams of nothing, which is her favorite dream, and inside of her is a low buzz. That's the whole chapter. I love that. It's just like boom, boom, boom. It's like, wake up, wake up. I'm going to slap you again.
Yeah, yeah, I do. I don't want people to ignore the story or the writing. And I want it to be kind of a slap in the face over and over.
It is. And it just moves. When we had you on the program last year, the book had just come out. And I asked you at the time whether you thought people back in your hometown would read it, whether they'd have it in the library, whether they had bookstores there. You said the only bookstore you could remember was a Christian bookstore. Okay, it's been a while now. Has there been any reaction back in the old hometown to the story now that you've had some time to monitor that?
Yeah, there has. A lot of people read it. And there was a lot. I was surprised at the support I got from a lot of people. A lot of people understood the story because it is, as I said, there's a lot of drug addiction in that town, and it affects almost everyone's family there. And a lot of people were happy or interested to read a story about that, and also to show kind of the cycle of poverty that exists in these towns. Of course, there were other people who weren't happy about the depiction, understandably. Of course, not every single person that lives there is like that. But I think overall, I got a lot of support from people who understood that it was a novel, it was fiction, and I think people are just happy to see someone from there doing well also.
Catherine Fall Morris joins us. Her book, Young God, just came out in paperback. I take it from your comments just now that maybe you've actually been back there since it came out. I know you still have family back there. Have you actually been to the town?
I have. I was there over Christmas.
What was that like?
It was, you know, it was fine. It was kind of like it always is. I feel a distance just because I've been gone for so long, but also, you know, my whole family's there. I grew up there, and I feel very connected to the place. My, you know, all my childhood memories are from there. I was formed there. It's not like that's ever going to get away from me. So It's both suffocating and comforting always.
You have another character in this story named Angel. Tell us about her.
Angel is a girl who's only a year older than Nikki, or 2 years older, who also grew up in the group home, so Nikki knows her. And when Nikki shows up at her father's house, Angel is there with her dad. She is now her dad's girlfriend. And they're living together, and that really throws Nikki for a loop, obviously. And then she later discovers that Angel is, in fact, working for her father as a prostitute. And Nikki, I think, she wants to have a relationship with Angel. At the same time, she feels very competitive with her over her father's affections. And so it's just a very difficult relationship within the book.
I always try to identify a character that is not necessarily a central character, but one that I really like the way this character has been depicted. And I think my favorite in Young God, if I had to pick one, is Wesley. This guy,
really?
Yeah. Now, I'm guessing you've known some Wesleys.
I have, yes.
Tell us about him.
Wesley is, at the beginning of the book, Nikki's mother's boyfriend. Nikki herself quickly has a relationship with him. He's, you know, in his early 20s, a low-level drug dealer who is also kind of trying to find his footing within the criminal world of the county. And he's someone Nikki also ends up being in competition with. But I think he's one of those people who kind of takes what he can get.
You sounded surprised that I like him so much.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone so far say that he's their favorite. I have affection for him. I definitely understand him. But, you know, he could be read as predatory, though I think Nikki is much more of a predator than he is.
There's a lot of predation in this story. And Wesley, I think the thing that I liked about him was anyone that reads this story is going to say, yeah, I've known a guy like him. And he's just so real.
Yeah, he's definitely the typical, like, a lot of people get stuck there in their early 20s and kind of just don't have a direction.
Yeah, he's kind of a loser.
He's kind of a loser. but he has some ambition to do something with his life, even though it's not necessarily a legal thing.
Yeah. You have so many memorable scenes and bits of dialogue in the story. And one that stands out to me is Nikki's giving her dad a hard time. She's saying, you never wrote to me when I was in the group home. And he's like, yeah, well, I was in prison.
Yeah.
That really says it all.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not a wonderful father.
Yeah. It's like, don't expect too many letters from dad. Yeah.
Right.
The book is young. Yeah. Go on.
She's definitely someone who's felt abandoned her whole life.
Mm-hmm. Well, we end up admiring her tremendously, and her ability to survive in some of these situations is pretty remarkable. And then I'm not going to give away anything, but, man, there's some heavy-duty violence happening in this story.
Yeah, she's very resilient. I think that's one of her good traits is that she has had to survive, and she will survive, and that's kind of her driving force in life.
Tell us about the title. You told us previously in the interview you're into music big time, and this came out of a song, didn't it?
It did. It's actually the title of a song by this band, Swans, which was a punk band in the early 80s. They're still around, still making great records. But I swiped the title from them, and I really just thought it suited Nikki so well, especially how she sees herself. And as soon as I just thought about it, I knew it was perfect for the book.
And during our previous interview, we talked a little bit about this new project that you're working on, and you alluded to it earlier. How's that going? Have you changed the idea at all? Do you want to even talk about it?
Sure, I can talk about it. The idea is the same. It's a new novel I'm working on. It's also about a violent woman, though in many ways she's much different than Nikki, but she is a prostitute who's also a terrorist, and it's set here in New York. So that's what I've been working on for the past couple of years.
And I seem to recall that you got some of the inspiration from a film.
Yeah, I did. I was there is a film about Carlos the Jackal that's called Carlos. It's about 6 hours long, and I was really intrigued when I saw it. It's a lot about the German terrorists in the 70s,
mm-hmm.
Bader Meinhof, and I was really intrigued by the women characters in particular. In a way, they seemed much more brutal than the men, and a lot of them had to abandon their children to be in the revolutionary cause, and I was just really interested in what that meant. So, yeah, it's what I think initially got me started thinking about a story like this.
With this minimalist style in Young God, I'm wondering, are you approaching this new novel stylistically in a similar way, or is this going to be completely different?
It is similar. There are some big differences, but the pared-down style, the present tense, the reliance on dialogue is all still there. I think that's just kind of my style, regardless of what book I may write or subject I may write about. But it's definitely still minimalist, driving, you know, very pared down.
Here in Southwest Ohio, we have currently a really bad epidemic with heroin, and your book almost seems prescient because as we get near the end of it, heroin really becomes a big part of the story.
Yeah, it's kind of something that I just anticipated happening because these prescription pills are very expensive and heroin is much, much cheaper. So it's kind of just natural market forces that eventually heroin would make itself into these small towns just from an economic point of view. And, yeah, I think that's happening throughout Appalachia, throughout rural America, that these hard drugs that we think of as very urban are starting to, like, really take over these communities.
Catherine Fall Morris joins us. Her novel, Young God, has just come out this week in paperback, and she joins us from the offices of her publisher. She was kind enough to make the trek over there from Brooklyn and use their landline telephone, and bless you for that, because it certainly improves the sound of our interviews.
No problem at all.
You live in Brooklyn, and you write in Brooklyn. Brooklyn's getting pretty gentrified. Has that really had an impact on you so far?
Not so far, knock on wood. I've actually lived in the same apartment for 12 years.
Uh-huh.
So I've been in the same neighborhood for a long time. But, yeah, it's definitely even coming there. And it is hard to survive as an artist in New York City in 2015. Hmm. But I'm trying to make it work.
Yeah, it's a lot different than the New York that you idolized in your youth, isn't it?
Yes, much different. You know, back then you could get an apartment, a job, and still have time to do your art pretty easily. But now it's really, you know, a lot of your energy goes toward paying rent, unfortunately.
Hmm.
These days.
I saw that you had an event recently. I mentioned it during one of our email exchanges where you and some other writers, including Pora Chistokakpur, who was on the program recently, got together for an event at I'm assuming it was a bar or was it a tavern?
Yeah, it was at KGB, which is a well-known bar in New York that hosts literary readings.
What's that like to be out there in the public and be known as a writer now that you have had a book out for a while? What's that like?
I don't do a lot of readings, but I always enjoy them when I do them. It's nice just because this one in particular was with four other women writers. And it was just really, it's really nice to be part of a community of other novelists. So it was good. I read some from Young God and also some from the new novel, which went over really well. At the same time, it's, you know, as a writer, or most writers are not super social people, so it can be difficult or awkward, at least, dealing with the public at first. But you get used to it.
You did some reading from your novel In Progress. That's very brave.
Yeah, I was really nervous about it, but it actually, everybody really liked it a lot, so it gave me a lot of confidence in the story.
What a great way to test it out.
Yeah, it was nice to have that immediate feedback, definitely.
Are you on a deadline, or do you have as long as you want? I know it took you a while to write Young God.
I'm on a personal deadline, which is, you know, I'm pretty lax with myself, and I give myself a lot of extensions, but I'm hoping that this one won't take 5 years, more like 3 years.
And is that part of the same contract that you had for Young God? Or?
No, I had only a one-book contract.
Okay.
But I do want to stay with FSG. I had such a great experience with them, and they're so smart about books. I would love to continue to work with them.
They are a great imprint, one of the last of the wonderful literary imprints.
Yes.
This cover on Young God, I like it. It's a picture of a rose.
Yeah, I think it's so beautiful. It's a nice departure from the previous cover, which I also really loved, but was definitely raw and, this is just unabashedly pretty, which is something that I really like.
When they designed the cover for the paperback, did they get any input from you, or did they just come up with something on their own?
I just let them come up with something on their own. Their design department is amazing. So when they showed it to me, I liked it immediately. I was immediately taken with it.
I like the color. It's black.
Yeah,
it's black and the rose. I don't know what you'd call that color, but is it?
Yeah, it's a nice purple.
Fuchsia? I'm not
Maybe.
Sure what the shade is. but that somehow represents Nikki, doesn't it?
It does. I think it gets at a softer side of her that you kind of have to read between the lines to get, but it's definitely there. She's still a child. She's 13 years old, and I like that evokes that in her.
You didn't bring along your manuscript, did you, by any chance?
No. You'll have to wait for that.
Okay. Well, I definitely will, because I love your work, and I'm so glad that we've had a chance to talk again about this novel, Young God, which just came out in paperback. In fact, today, as we're recording this, isn't this your official publication date?
It is today.
Do you have anything going on as far as publicity? Are you going to go to some bookstores or do anything like that?
Yeah, hopefully do a few readings, a few interviews. It's out today and available everywhere.
Well, I feel very fortunate that I had your email address, because we set this up directly. I didn't go through your publicist, even though I would have been happy to do that. It's just a lot easier to do it this way.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for all the support you give in the book, and also for having me back on the program.
I will be watching for the new one. Do you have a tentative title?
Not yet. That's something I usually do last, so okay. Not yet.
Our guest has been Catherine Faw Morris. Her novel, Young God, just came out in paperback. It was one of my favorite novels when it came out in hardcover last year. I can't recommend it highly enough, and it's definitely worth the read. Thank you so much, Catherine.
Thank you, Vic.
You've been listening to The Book Nook on WYSO. For The Book Nook, I'm Vic McInnes.